banks are flush with cash right now. And I know I know we are. I know all our counterparts. I'm the chair of the Western Bankers, and that's one of the things we talk about is our liquidity conundrum. Right now, you're going to say, well, that boy, isn't that tough, Mr. Banker, that you're having a conundrum. But really, it's an opportunity for small business because we're so flush with liquidity, more so than I've ever seen in my whole career. So banks have money to lend. And if you're looking for some capital, it's reach out to your local bank.
Thank you for joining us for another in a series of NFIB California podcasts, taking a deeper look into the issues affecting the state's small business owners. I'm Tony Malandra, NFIB California's Senior Media Manager. We're proud to have this podcast supported in part by Five Star Bank, serving customers through specialized banking solutions for entrepreneurs, business owners, and community leaders throughout California. It has been NFIB's educational mission for 78 years to remind policymakers that small businesses are not smaller versions of big businesses, and that a one-size-fits-all rule, regulation, or tax can do Main Street enterprises more harm than good. Each podcast invites a special guest to speak on a topic of his or her expertise. Here to tell you about today's guest is NFIB California State Director John Kabatek. Welcome, John.
Well, thank you, Tony, and welcome, everyone. We are so pleased to have back for an encore performance, backed by popular demand, ladies and gentlemen, NFIB's great friend, small business's great friend, James Beckwith, president and CEO of Five Star Bank. Really excited to have him back. James, just a little bit of his background to remind all of you. James joined Five Star Bank in 2003 after serving as chief financial officer and the chief operating officer at National Bank of the Redwoods in Santa Rosa. He's also a private sector director with the Greater Sacramento Economic Council, and he serves on the board of the Western Bankers Association, the California Community Banking Network, and he's also a member of the Sacramento State University College of Business Advisory Council. James' community involvement also includes the Sacramento Metro Chamber of Commerce, Valley Vision, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He earned his undergraduate degree from San Francisco State University and is a graduate of Pacific Coast Banking School at the University of Washington. James was recognized by the Sacramento Metro Chamber of Commerce as the Businessman of the Year in 2020, and he was also named among the most admired CEOs of 2020 by the Sacramento Business Journal. What a joy and honor it is to have our great friend back, James Beckwith, President and CEO of Five Star Bank. James, welcome. Great to have you here.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here. Always look forward to a conversation with you. So thank you for having me back.
Well, we appreciate you and we appreciate Five Star support and all the great things that you're doing out there to help Main Street. And it's just good to see you, my friend, or hear you. So, hey, you know, it's been about a year since you inaugurated our very first NFIB California podcast. Now, we discussed at that time the frustrating fits and starts that the SBA has had in getting the Paycheck Protection Program up and running, some of the frustrations people had early on with getting their banks to get those PPP loans. When, God forbid, James, you know, a similar national crisis like this should happen again. But if that should be the case, you know, what lessons have been learned here? What have been learned from this one that'll make for a much smoother, speedier relationship between the banks, between the SBA, small businesses? What's been learned?
Well, year gives you perspective, John, in terms of the whole PPP process, not just the first draw, but also the second draw. The way I look at the whole process, it was the right policy decision to push out this money into the private sector from the government through the vehicle of the SBA. Now, it was a bit like flying an airplane and building it at the same time, but we all got through it. Sure, there were some frustrations and anxiety. Boy, but when I look back on it right now, today, it was pretty effective, and I would say very effective program. You know, we're just finishing up forgiveness, which has gone better, and that's really put a lot of capital back into these small businesses. And I think that from a technology perspective, we've learned a lot. We've learned how to relate better to the SBA. You know, we had an advantage as a bank, as did any preferred lender of the SBA, in terms of being able to access PPP money for their customers. But I think those bugs have been kind of smoothed out by the SBA. And so I think if something was to happen again of this magnitude, think we're going to be much better prepared as a industry and as an agency, the SBA administration.
Yeah, and you know, it really just seemed like community banks, you know, like Five Star, were just front and center out there helping. And one of the things that we're kind of curious is why are community banks, in many cases, if not most cases, better able to support, better to service small businesses with the PPP loans?
It was really about connectivity. It's really about having those mm-hmm. relationships. It's really about those one-on-one kind of a concierge type of process in terms of getting our customers and non-customers those PPP funds. It wasn't so programmatically driven or by using some bot or some, you know, third party that's located in another state. We had feet on the ground and we're talking to our customers well into the evening over the weekends to make sure that they filled out the application correctly and that we processed it in a timely manner. It was a mission that we all signed up to, and we're so happy that and grateful that we're in the position to help our customers. But it's really that immediacy of customer service that distinguished community banks from the larger banks. And that still exists today. That's never going to change. That's our secret sauce, if you will, John, our ability to serve in an effective, in a safe, in a very efficient manner that's connected to the customers.
You're sure speaking our language at NFIB. I mean, you know, there's so much more personal, kind, caring, just direct attention when you're dealing with kind of those neighborhood friends. And I know Five Star and community banks, we have found from our members have just been great friends. And ones that are, there's a level of trust. So that's pretty awesome. And you mentioned, James, you talked a lot about forgiveness, the whole forgiveness. People are still, I think, trying to figure out some of that, but a lot of it's where. Did you and the Five Star team find that most loans were qualifying for forgiveness and have qualified for forgiveness?
Sure. John, we've never had a forgiveness application denied or declined. I think that mm-hmm. had everything to do with the fact of the work that we did up front to make sure those applications were clean and qualified and that extra work with our customers that really kind of helps the forgiveness process. So we saw it all the way through in terms of looking at it from a big picture perspective, not only just the origination, but also the forgiveness side. This forgiveness process really shored up a lot of enterprises' balance sheets. And it was, sure, it was a windfall and it all worked out well. And I'm gonna suggest to you, John, is that's the reason why a lot of these small businesses are still thriving and growing. And because they were able to weather the storm with these PPP proceeds.
No doubt about it. I've heard about through NFIB and otherwise this SBA has this new direct forgiveness portal. That's something that Five Star has been using. Are that your customers having to apply in a different way? What's the, for those out there who are still trying to figure out, you know, how to apply for forgiveness, is that portal something out there? What do you recommend, James?
My recommendation is that you still work through your bank. And in this case, obviously Five Star Bank, Community Bank. Banks still have to look at the darn application. They're still involved in it, whether it's through the portal or not. And if I'm a small business owner, I'm going to put myself in their shoes. I want somebody to look at it and make sure it's right before it goes in. And so I get that forgiveness quickly. I don't want to have a back and forth and back and forth with the SBA, and I don't have an ability to control the process. I want somebody to help me, to be my partner in that process. And that's what I'm recommending, that small businesses and small enterprises utilize their community bank to enable them to do that.
No doubt. I hear the word portal, and in my head, I'm feeling as the world's opening up again, James, I'm feeling like I want to get on a cruise ship again, but maybe not so quickly, but soon enough. When I hear portal, of course, that's what my mind's going.
Portal means to me that it's probably going to break. I don't know. Maybe that's my
good
mindset.
You know, there's still a lot of the PPP process has been helpful. Certainly the forgiveness process has been easier. And as you said, we've found very few, if many at all, who have had challenges there. But, you know, small business owners out there are still, you know, many of them still struggling, trying to find ways for help. What other financial resources might you recommend for a business owner right now that's still grasping, still struggling, still trying to find their way through?
Well, if they're looking for capital, SBA is still a wonderful route for them. And the current SBA mm-hmm. rules, 4 or 7A rules, are very advantageous to small business. And we're doing a lot of that. I know our counterparts up and down the state are doing a lot of these 7A loans. Now, why is it so attractive right now is that it's a 90% guarantee as opposed to a 75% guarantee. And the SBA the SBA pays all the guarantee fees, which can are 2.5 points. It's really quite significant. Now, that program ends September 30th, so we don't have that much time left. But we've been seeing a lot of small business applying for those loans to get under this time frame. So that's always a great source of capital that I always recommend small businesses go after. You know, the state has got some programs that, in my mind, a little bit ill-defined right now in terms of how they may push out some money, the state of California. But, you know, time will tell on that. But, you know, SBA is a very solid way to go. Now, also, banks are flush with cash right now. And I know we are. I know all our counterparts. I'm the chair of the Western Bankers, and that's one of the things we talk about is our liquidity conundrum. Right now, you're going to say, well, that boy, isn't that tough, Mr. Banker, that you're having a conundrum. But really, it's an opportunity for small business because we're so flush with liquidity, more so than I've ever seen in my whole career. So banks have money to lend. And if you're looking for some capital, it's reach out to your local bank.
Yeah, well, that's good. Because I think a lot of things we're thinking about is when a small business is looking for capital for their business, you know, how does a pandemic year affect the ability to get a loan? But, you know, it sounds like Five Star's doing quite a bit to assess that, get on the ground to help people. But I think that whole access to capital is just something, you know, we're hearing regularly from people and how to go about it. So that's good to know. James, what's your outlook on it for interest rates right now? You know, kind of what's your the James Beckwith economic analysis?
you're going to put me on the spot here. Well, you got a bunch of forces going on right now. You've got a very accommodative Fed that they don't seem to be moving off their position of accommodation. You do have inflation in our system. I think we all see it. You know, the Fed is choosing to believe that it's short-term in nature. I'm not so sure. But then you've got some international factors that are also affecting the markets. But I think the principal reason why rates are so low is there's just so much money in the system right now that there's people looking for earning assets are really driving rates down because there's so much investable money, if that makes any sense. And it's really it's kind of a market influence on rates. But, you know, I do expect over time that rates will rise. So if you're thinking about buying, you know, something, buying a business or a piece of commercial real estate, now is a great time to do it, to kind of lock in those low rates right now for a long period of time.
Good thinking. You mentioned that, you know, there's been some good progress this year in helping get businesses back on track. It's actually looking back, it's been a pretty good recovery year. It's getting better. You know, I know we're really pleased the NFIB was deeply involved with things like state and local tax reform and the SALT conformity here, and certainly allowing people to deduct more than the $10,000 that was in the federal act. And then certainly the PPP conformity. We see the legislature, you know, continuing to make their way. And I know it's not a lobbying question for you per se, but because you're looking at maybe even the year ahead, James, are there some policy things that would really help, you know, the community banks help people get access to capital? Anything that you're looking ahead, either the rest of this year or even ahead of the year, into next year, where our leaders at the state and federal level could do some additional things that would really help?
Well, I think that there's
or not do things. Maybe first do no harm.
Well, you know, I'm involved with our association, you know, from a lobbying perspective, and a lot of it's defense, but sometimes it's offense. And in terms of being able to help local governments put some of their money to work in their local economies in an effective way. We sponsored a bill a couple of years ago that fundamentally better enabled local governments to place money with community banks and have that money secured in a very efficient way or collateralized in a very efficient way. I think there's an opportunity for state government, the state of California, is to put forward some legislation that's going to really help those small businesses, i.e. provide incentives for banks to lend into those small businesses. We used to have an enterprise area tax credit, i.e. we get the interest income associated with lending into an enterprise area was partially non-taxable. You know, those type, that type of legislation that incentivizes banks to lend are always good. And sometimes people think they're giveaway programs, but if you could lend money into a disadvantaged neighborhoods and help those folks that are underrepresented, if you will, start up their businesses and so that they can employ people in those areas, I think that's always a good thing. It's always good public policy to have business formation happen into those, what I would call, depressed areas.
There's still many of them, so that's good to know. We'll be back with more from James right after this.
Hi, I'm James Beckwith, President and CEO of Five Star Bank. We are excited to help bring you this series of podcasts focused on small business concerns in conjunction with the NFIB. When Five Star Bank was founded in 1999, it was business and community leaders, local entrepreneurs, who wanted to create the sort of personalized banking services they desired themselves. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. A true understanding of the needs of small business owners. I know a meaningful relationship with a banker can be hard to find. At Five Star Bank, we are responsive, understand your business, and are committed to your success. We want to be a part of your growth and a valued partner supporting your vision and your dreams. You'll find direct access to a banker, complete online and mobile business banking you need to succeed. As an SBA preferred lender, let us help you with your startup business or existing business. If you're looking to make a change, please give us the opportunity to demonstrate what our personalized banking services could mean for you. I promise you individual attention from our colleagues who understand your business and are as committed to your success as you are. You can find us online at fivestarbank.com.
We're back talking about small business banking with James Beckwith. You know, safety, workplace safety has been a big issue, you know, all across the state and nation and world, frankly. You know, just kind of thinking off the top, you know, what are some things that Five Star is doing to ensure customer safety during, you know, during COVID and now this Delta variant? And then maybe secondly, James, are there any policy tips or strategies you'd advise your small business customers who are looking to, you know, make sure their employees are getting safe and that it's a safe workplace?
Sure. Safety of our customers and our employees is top of mind. That's what we worried a lot about right in the height of it. And we're not out of the woods at all, John, with respect to the Delta variant. And so, you know, we're masking, right? Whether you've been vaxxed or not, we mask. We encourage our customers to mask. We encourage all of our employees to get vaccinated. You know, we have very strict protocols when somebody does report in sick in terms of tracing and to make sure that we do our best to stop any type of infection with our customers or our employees. So it's these things, you have to keep them in mind. I mean, you could see this across the nation. We're not out of it. I mean, look at the state of Hawaii starting to shut down again. Look at what's going on in the southern states. Their hospitals are being stressed. And I think it has everything to do with the fact that people are not getting vaccinated. Now, I'm not going to sit here and preach and tell everybody that they should get vaxxed. I would encourage them to. It's a personal decision. But you could argue that not being vaxxed has a direct impact on our economy, right? And think about it from a business perspective. If we have to shut down or close things down even more than we are right now, it doesn't help that small business. It doesn't help that restaurant that, you know, can't make money at 25% occupancy. Think about your impact that you have on your fellow citizens, your fellow small business people by that decision to be vaxxed or not. And so I put that kind of a business spin on that whole concept, John. We don't want to shut down again. We don't want to go through another process. And we hope to get through this surge, you know, of infections from the Delta variant. But if you can, get vaxxed.
Good advice. And, you know, what other trends, just curious, that you and your five-star team are recognizing among small business owners? You know, NFIB puts out a small business economic trends report, and we do some surveys of our 15,000 members here, 300,000 nationwide. But just from your glance and your conversations, James, even personally with small business owners, what are they still saying? Are they excited? Is their heart still aching? Are they still stressed? What are some of the things that you're hearing from the mom and pops out there?
Well, this whole response to, you know, the COVID pandemic has really accelerated the use of, I'm going to say, everything digital. Look what we're doing now. I'm staring at you over a Zoom call, right? Did we even know what Zoom was 18 months ago? I'm not sure. Or 20 months ago? This has really accelerated our ability to communicate with each other and to touch our customers and to serve them better. So anybody that pivoted and started using any type of a digital connection or a digital way of you know, providing service to their customers ended up being a winner. There's so many great examples of folks pivoting, and you know, especially a lot of folks in the, you know, in the restaurant business where they couldn't have people inside. Well, so what'd they do? They did pickup, or they built their own kitchen and started doing, you know, at-home delivery. I mean, we've got some great customers that did just that, and it's just really remarkable how resilient that small business owner is in terms of thinking through what's in front of them. But there's so many new ways that we're connecting. I think that's a trend that's been accelerated. The whole notion of working from home also, we can work anywhere, has had a dramatic impact on business. I mean, I know that a lot of small business formation happened because people realized that they could work anywhere. Now, I think everybody all kind of knew that, John, but when the pandemic happened, it really drove it home. Like, you can do this. You could work.
No doubt.
And it's really just, it's been wonderful in terms of, you know, creating that personal freedom for people to practice their craft, whatever it is. And I think that's a trend that's going to accelerate. Now, we've been aided in the Central Valley through migration coming from the coast, specifically the Bay Area, in terms of population count increases, because people realize they don't have to live in San Francisco to work in San Francisco. They can live in Sacramento or in the capital region and work in San Francisco. It's really a remarkable trend. Now, this movement is going to spur small business. Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to spur small business because you get, you know, with movement, you get ideas, you get enthusiasm, and you get, you know, people wanting to be that independent owner. So I'm excited about everything that's gone on, and those are trends that are happening not only on the West Coast but also on the East Coast. You talked to some of my counterparts that own banks up in the Hudson Valley, and they said, man, that place is on fire. Everybody moving out of Manhattan. So the same thing's happening across the United States.
It's pretty exciting to see that cultural change. Obviously, a lot of challenges the last 18 months, but seeing how people adapt and how society adapts, and small business definitely perseveres and adapts. And you talk about that work-life balance. Well, James Beckwith, that brings us to a conversation with you here, talking about work-life balance. I'm certain, I know that you work 24/7, but you do have those in-between times for fun. What does James Beckwith do for fun?
Oh, gosh. You know, I have, because I'm the CEO, and I think all other CEOs will relate to this, we have a greater ability to manage our day in any manner in which we like. And I think that I've been blessed with the ability to be able to meld in the, you know, the work with customer contact. I happen to be friends with a lot of our customers, so we're a pretty social organization. So we get a chance to, you know, let our hair down ever so often with our customers and good friends. And this is the wonderful things that we can do as business owners, is that we can not only serve our customers, but we can also relate to them in a very profound way. And, you know, I don't think that I'm atypical at all. Yeah, like to play a little golf, like to travel a little bit, like to continuously learn about new things and new ways of doing things. And it's about managing your stress levels. And I think that we've been, and staying healthy, those are the important things. I've been, and my colleagues have been pretty good about that.
Anything that Five Star has been involved in? Anything that you got coming up? Anything that's around the band? Sure. Want people to hear about?
We're involved with several different organizations. One of the organizations is Cristo Rey High School of Sacramento. We've been involved with Cristo Rey for a long, long time. It's probably the best thing we do as an organization. Cristo Rey is a faith-based Catholic high school whose students are predominantly low-income. And what Cristo Rey does, it's a work-study program. So these kids go to school 4 days a week and work 1 day a week. Now, we've got four of them working for us, and it's a way to pay for the tuition. It's It's a great model and very, very high acceptance rates into colleges. And it's really trying to, I'm going to say, change the dynamic of these young people and their families of getting those kids into college, getting them graduated and into college, and to really change that family's lifestyle and their upward potential for upward mobility. We're blessed that we actually had our first Cristo Rey High School student come to work for us a couple of months ago. So we're really excited about that. She's a delightful young woman, and I think there'll be more to come. And it's just good, it's good for everything. It's good for the folk, the kids at Cristo Rey to see that happening, and it's good for the sponsors to see that those workforce-ready kids come into the workforce. And so it just kind of closes the loop, if you will, John. It's coming up. I think we've got a little golf tournament, the Capital Cup. So if you want to donate to Cristo Rey, you can do that through that website. Very efficient way of doing it, and we hope to raise a lot of money for the school.
On that note, that sounds like a really great cause. Is the best way, is it, can people access that on the 5-Star website? How can people get to that? Or
sure,
we can certainly share that out with our listeners.
Yeah, go to the Capital Cup, Valeria Capital Cup of Sacramento, and find me on that site. And through when you click onto me, you'll be able to click right onto Cristo Rey and make a donation. It's pretty easy.
And that's awesome. And also, James, if there's small business owners out there that want to get involved with 5-Star, want to know more about loans, access, information, how can people access 5-Star?
Well, you can email me directly. I'm always accessible. jbeckwith@5starbank.com. Spell it out. We do have a statewide ability to lend, and we're very happy to be able to do that. We've got a lot of folks working for us that are very skilled, and we'll be able to, you know, work through any issue you may have and be consultative in nature. That's where I think we shine, to really help people get to the heart of the matter and help them grow their business.
Ladies and gentlemen, just hearing about how very homespun and neighborhood 5-Star and community banks are, you just got an email from the president and CEO. So that's pretty awesome. Not sure how many out there do that. So that's pretty cool. Hey, James, we're going to be wrapping it up. Is there anything for our listeners, for small business owners, any kind of closing thoughts you have before we wrap? We sure appreciate this wonderful chat with you and your encore performance. But any thoughts you have for folks as we wrap it up here?
Well, small business is the backbone of America. It's the backbone of the ability to employ people in America. It creates opportunities for everybody, and it's such a profound, when you look at it in totality, it's such a profound force of good in America. And I'm just so happy to be involved in that food chain, if you will, John, where I could help people grow their businesses. And it's one of the wonderful things that I get to do, is to see success and be part of that success. I'm not the hero. The hero is the small business person that's taking the risks, that's putting themselves on the line every day to serve their customers and help their employees grow. Those are the folks that are heroes in this whole matter. So I'm just happy to be of service and in service for those folks.
James Beckwith, thank you so much for being with us. The great partnership and leadership that you have here with NFIB, your leadership at 5-Star, your team, which is doing wonderful things to get Main Street hopping again, people hired again. We're just grateful to have you back. This is the second in a series. I'm certain we're going to have you back in the near future again, if you'll come back and party with us.
John, I'd be more than happy to do that. Always great chatting with you, and appreciate everything you do. So thank you very much.
And thank you very much. I'm going to turn it over back to you, Tony, to close us out. I know you've got some information to share, but thanks again, James. Great to have you.
You bet.
And thank you, John, and thank you, James, for making the time to inform our membership and other small business owners. You can find all NFIB California's podcasts at nfib.com/ca/podcasts. You can also find our podcasts on your favorite podcast app by searching NFIB California. I would also like to thank MultiPoint Content Strategies for its production of this podcast. You can learn more about them at multipointstrategies.com. That's all one word. And thank you to our listeners. If you liked what you heard, please share this episode, subscribe, and give us a positive rating. We appreciate you. Finally, thank you again to Five Star Bank for the generous support of this podcast series. Five Star Bank serves customers through specialized banking solutions for entrepreneurs, business owners, and community leaders throughout California. You can find them at fivestarbank.com.